It's time to get away from it all. Doesn't matter if you say you or y'all. Let's all get out there and have some fun. Bluff City Outdoor Show is for everyone. Welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show.
Thank you, Barry Woods, and indeed welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Leah and my partner Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors. Plenty to talk about today. In fact, we had Mark and our buddy Mike Marfell on Colombo and Katie earlier this week on Friday. Talking about a couple of headlines. We're going to actually play that interview for you coming up here in a few minutes on the show because I think it is very pertinent to the outdoor discussion that we have each and every week here on the Bluff City Outdoor Show. Also, we will, of course, have the fishing report for you in a little while. And bittersweet news, it is producer Leah's last show with us this week. She is moving on to a full-time job. And you'll definitely be hearing more from her in the St. Louis radio scene. But it's Leah's last, it's our goodbye to Leah this afternoon as well. Don't start crying yet.
I'm not going to cry.
But we'll save our goodbyes for a little bit later. But I do want to say thank you so much for everything that you've done for this show and for this radio station. And you've been here since the beginning of the launch of Bluff City Outdoor Show. And yeah. And it won't be the same without you. So
thanks. Now I might cry.
It's been great working with you.
Yeah, thank you.
But you're not done yet, kid. You still got to get through one more show here. And we've got lots to talk about. Just to kind of preview that conversation that we had on Colombo and Katie, Mark, some pretty amazing things happened this week in national politics that touch the sort of outdoor community and hunters and things like that across the country. We saw the entire House of Representatives, except for one Democrat. So over 400 politicians from both sides of the aisle stood up against Joe Biden and his administration in this bill. We actually touched on this a few weeks ago on this show whenever Biden was introducing it.
Yep.
This bill that the White House was trying to move forward with that would have banned federal funding to schools across the country that offered archery or trap shooting sports in their high school. And every Democrat, except one, voted with the Republicans to block that from happening and say, you're not taking the funding away from this school. Pretty amazing stuff.
It does. It almost gives you hope.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really does, you know.
Almost gives you hope.
Well, there's still one voted against it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And as I said, we'll play the interview with the whole conversation that we had on Colombo and Katie with Mark McMurray and Mike Marfell. And you'll hear, I think that Mike's initial reaction to the story, unfortunately, is funny on its surface, but completely understandable when you think about it. He was like, there's got to be something. This is too suspicious.
Yep.
That was his takeaway. Like, we were both like, hey, it's kind of refreshing and kind of encouraging to see that Democrats all agreed with Republicans. And Mike's initial reaction was,
there's something behind the scenes.
There's something else going on here. And unfortunately, I don't know. I hope he's, I don't, in this,
I hope not.
In this particular, this one seemed pretty cut and dry. There wasn't, you know, a bunch of like pork or, you know, like other things stuffed into the bill, at least from what I saw. But his skepticism is well-founded.
Yes, very well-founded.
So definitely keep it here for that conversation. And again, the fishing report will be coming your way in just a little bit. We are now officially in full swing archery season in both Missouri and Illinois. So, you know, it's a great time to be out on the water. It's a great time to be fishing right now. But hunting season also back. And, of course, Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, the place to go to prepare for all of that stuff. What have you been? Is there any initial? Has there been any like a boom? Has there been? Have you had more people in the store recently with archery season getting underway? Of course, with your bow techs and the archery range there And then also, are there any early reports about,
yeah, because it's open in Missouri. It opens in Illinois on Sunday.
Okay, so it's not, it's right, okay, it's right around the corner.
So it's right around the corner.
There you go. Yeah.
We did have one of our Missouri customers had that crossbow blow up, brought that by.
Oh, geez.
Fixed,
what does that mean?
It just.
How does a crossbow blow up? That doesn't sound.
Yeah, if you hit, their limbs on anything.
Yeah.
It's just like they're under so much pressure when they're
caught,
and it just leads to problems.
Oh wow! You
just call them basically just sort of comes apart almost.
Sounds like your garage door opener.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen that. To us, it's a pretty innocuous little machine there that it opens and closes your garage door. But those coils are under such pressure that in
pressure
the rare instance that they snap. It'll cut an entire wall in half. It's got so much power. So kind of that same.
Yeah, it's the same thing because when you got those cocked, they're just under so much so much pressure.
Yeah.
To generate the force that they sell the bolt at. It's just they're just like just all cocked up, and anything goes wrong, it's just going like a something to the machinery.
And crossbows are more popular than ever, right? And seem to be.
Yep.
Not slowing down. I don't think they're anywhere near, and you would know better than I would. They're not anywhere near taking over from the traditional compound bow or anything like that. But more and more people are using
more and more people are using them. And for a lot of the people that we see using them are people that are a little bit older. Their their shoulders and joints and stuff really can't take pulling the compounds anymore. So it does allow them to continue to hunt. So from that perspective, it's good. I mean, we definitely prefer to see, younger archers, using the compound bow or in some cases a traditional bow.
Yeah.
But
how many people use a traditional? So just so I'm right. And so everyone listening is on the same page. The compound bow, the only difference between or the main difference is that it locks in place. Once you pull it back, it'll stay
relieves.
There for you. You don't have to hold.
Well, you still have to hold it, but the pressure.
Yeah, yeah, but it kind of locks into place almost.
Yeah.
You can't let it go, but you don't have to exert full force.
Yes, the pressure it comes off.
Right,
right.
And then on a traditional bow, you do. It's all up to you to hold that back. And so, how many people still use the traditional bow? Is that still a fairly popular thing? There's always going to be traditionalists, but
I'm not going to say it's real popular, but those guys are just
legit.
Really into it, because for them, it's a max 20 yard shot.
They're
trying to get them in 5 or 10 yards,
right.
And it's kind
of
a thrill.
That takes a lot of skill.
Yeah, it's kind of a thrill when one of them, gets a really good deer, with the traditional bow.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
pretty amazing.
It is because, you're working a little bit harder.
So we talk a lot about and have this year on the fishing side of things with Mike and others, the turning to electronics in fishing has continued to really grow. I would imagine that there are some similarities to the way that crossbows are being accepted or not accepted into the archery community as electronics. Like some people in the fishing world embrace the electronics and think that it's just another tool, to assist in your skill as a fisherman. And some people look at it as almost a way of cheating and you're letting the computers do it. Is there a similar sort of some people embrace it, some people don't when it comes to rise in crossbows?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you have some that are just your purists, like you said, your traditional purists. They frown at a compound bow.
If you have a trouble with a compound bow, I would imagine a crossbow is completely blasphemy.
And then then you got your crossbow hunters, and there's some of those that they don't want to, they kind of look down on the crossbow guys. But it's really what fits you.
Yeah.
We have customers that really hunt deer because that's the meat they're going to have for that
year. Yeah. Yeah.
Because beef's gotten so expensive, they don't have a lot of money, and a deer is good, high quality eating.
Every year growing up, we had deer sausage on the Thanksgiving dinner table because either my grandpa on one side or my uncles on the other side of the family hunt deer, and we always ate the meat. I mean, it was always pork.
You know, and it's really good meat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'll
and
take a deer.
You know, some people and I understand that from some of the people that are really hunting for the freezer, why they would opt for a crossbow, because it does make you a little bit more lethal, you know, in the woods, and ups your odds. And I totally understand that. I mean, like I said, my buddy Gene, he's a classic example. He hunts and fishes for food.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't make a lot of money. You know, rent, fuel, and all that takes most of it. So, you know, if he wants to have meat for the fridge, he's pretty much, you know, going to go out and hunt it and fish for it.
Yeah. 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 That's, and there's still a big part of the hunting community and the fishing community. There's still a lot of people that hunt and not only for sport, but use it for food. Is there any difference in the regulation aspect of hunting? Like, is there, do crossbows have, as far as like the Department of Conservation is concerned, it's exactly the same? There's not a difference as far as like tags?
Pretty much the same
and,
rules, yeah. Yeah, gotcha. It's the same rules.
So,
same
yeah.
Tags.
So it's not, there's no like, you know, we talk about fishing tournaments and how certain lures or maybe like certain electronics, you know, in the past have been like banned or whatever. But when it comes to archery, at least in our area, crossbows don't break any rules of any kind. So, yeah. So I would imagine and I would guess that you guys think this, too, that crossbow industry is just going to continue to grow over the years.
Yeah, it's going to. You know, as long, Illinois, they were illegal up to maybe, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Unless you were on a disability permit, you know.
Yeah. Why? I get I totally understand the just traditionalist sport reason why you would, you know, oppose the crossbow. I get that. But why legally was it? You can do just as much damage with a compound bow as you can a crossbow.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Like, I didn't, you know. Why was that in place?
I just think a lot of it probably was, you know, reluctance, you know, to could possibly open it up to easier for, you know, poaching type activities to occur and stuff. So
yeah, and maybe somebody who couldn't buy a firearm could get a crossbow and
you know,
that kind of stuff. So. Yeah, interesting stuff. But it is cool to see the continued. Growing numbers in the hunting community in both Missouri and Illinois. And what's it like right now at Bluff City Outdoors? I mean, we've been warning people about, you know, it being here. The season is here. I would imagine that, it's still a great time, especially with, you know, if you want to get out in the coming days or in the coming weekends, get your stuff dropped off up there with Jeff and the other bow techs and get your equipment
and
ready
get it ready. I mean, and then if you run into problems, if you get out there and you throw a string, you know, get it down there, get in line to get it fixed as quick as possible.
Yeah.
You know,
we
still got a pretty good turnaround time going. One thing we do different than like on strings and stuff is some shops they'll wait a week to order strings, you know, let them accumulate. That way, you know, it's kind of defray the shipping cost. As soon as they come in, well, I told them, I said, if at the end of the day, order whatever strings come in that day.
Nice.
You know, that way they're continually coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, instead of
and
somebody.
And the guys aren't waiting.
Yes. It
and
just speeds. It keeps the pipeline
That's really
flowing.
That's
you
really
know,
nice.
I mean, it costs us a little bit more, but I said, you know, it's, we have to think of our customers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you can keep your customer happy and keep them coming back.
Yep.
So,
you know, and
in the long
just,
run, I think that's the better thing to do.
So we're still able to right now get a bow in and out in about 6 or 7 days.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and always, and if you just in the market for a new bow or new parts, equipment or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we take care of all that. So,
yeah.
You know.
Also, really quick, wanted to, you know, we focus a lot on fishing and then this time of year hunting, but you also mentioned on that interview that we're about to play from Columbo and Katie, trapping gear.
Yep.
The trapping season stuff came in this week.
Oh yeah, that's hitting because I'm going up to the Illinois Trappers Convention as a vendor here next weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I have to, you know, get everything in the pipeline. You know, I usually try to get it all in by the end of September anyway. And but I was just when I walked into the shop today, some trapping stuff came in because just can smell the odor in the air. You know, it's not horrible, but you can definitely tell.
Yeah, but it's got its distinct. It's got its distinct odor.
Yes, it's got its distinct odor.
That's awesome. Well, they've got you covered across the board when it comes to all of those activities, hunting, trapping, fishing. Make sure you visit Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, about a mile east of Fast Eddie's there on Broadway in Alton. You can find Bluff City Outdoors. And, of course, make sure you're subscribed to our podcast, the Bluff City Outdoors Show podcast. We put this show out as a podcast shortly after we get off the air each and every week. You can find us on basically every podcast platform there is, including the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page. We put the podcast there each and every week as well. I want to quickly remind you about all these great outdoor activities, especially this time of year. We got another unseasonably warm weekend that we are experiencing right now, but this is the time of year to be enjoying the great outdoors in our area. And another one of those great activities, of course, is grilling. And make sure before your next barbecue or the time that you're grilling out on the deck, you have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal with you. Rockwood Lump Charcoal, great locally owned business that has been rated the number one consumer ranked charcoal for 9 years running. Rockwood Lump Charcoal is just a superior product in every way from the traditional briquettes. It burns faster, it burns hotter, it burns cleaner, it gives you more control, it goes a lot further, you get a whole lot more out of your 20-pound bag of Rockwood than you do out of your 20-pound bag of the traditional briquettes. So if you want to use a superior product and support a great local business, then make sure you have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal next time you are out grilling. You can find Rockwood at over 100 area stores, including all Ace Hardware locations. And you can find the closest one to you and pick up some grilling tips and tricks all at rockwoodcharcoal.com. All right, keep it here. We're going to play for you that interview that we had on Columbo and Katy this week on Friday afternoon when Mark McMurray and Mike Marfell joined us to talk about the great outdoors and some of the national headlines that are impacting that community, both the federal funding for the schools and a crazy proposal planned by the Biden administration to put grizzly bears in the backyards of some people in the state of Washington. That's a real thing, and you'll learn all about it next here on the Bluff City Outdoors Show.
Just want to mention,
yes,
to you that the insane-o-meter goes from 0 to 10. That's going to be important in a few minutes.
We're about to spike the insane-o-meter. That's right, so don't go anywhere. Listening to the Bluff City Outdoors Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk. Because it's a
good night. City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie.
Welcome back to Columbo and Katy on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. It's Columbo and Katy, but it's also the Bluff City Outdoor Show invading Columbo and Katy on a Friday afternoon. As you hopefully know, we have the show, Bluff City Outdoor Show, every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. here on News Talk STL, hosted by myself and Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors. We talk fishing and hunting and camping and outdoor activities and everything revolving around that world. Because that is, the customer base that Mark serves and has been serving for years there at Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, about a mile east of Fast Eddie's there in Alton. Heard me talk about them many, many times there for you for your next hunting or fishing trip or any excursion to the great outdoors. Bluff City Outdoors can help you prepare for that. And one of our regular guests on that show is Mike Marfell, professional fisherman who has been on the radio with me many times over the years talking about these outdoor activities, is joining us now on the line. And Mike, when I set up this interview earlier today, you never know what's going to happen here at News Talk STL. You never know who's going to be, you know, what big name celebrity is going to be just roaming up and down the halls. And Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors was in the building. Just I saw him just a minute ago and I said, hey, get in the studio.
Yep, good to be in here.
We're talking about the great outdoors, and so I need to get you in here as well. So Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors and Mike Marfell are on with us now, and great to
this
see you both.
Bucket list for me, Tony, getting on to be on the Columbo and Katy show.
Is this the first time you've been on Columbo and Katy?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You've been
yes,
on every other show I've ever hosted. I know that. So, yeah, we
That's
is,
true. That's
we got to check the box. We certainly got to check the box. So I just thought that this was a it's perfect that Mark is here also, because there's a couple stories, national headlines that involve outdoor activities. And the one is a very positive story. So we'll start with the good and then we'll get to the bad. I had mentioned this earlier in the week, but I kind of wanted to dig into it a little bit. The House, the United States House of Representatives, overwhelmingly rejected a proposal this week by the Biden administration that would have cut federal funding to high schools and public schools across the country that offer shooting sports. Now, for us in this area, especially in the St. Louis, because this does exist in Missouri and Illinois, but in the St. Louis metro area, this may sound a little bit weird, but this is a normal thing. This is thousands and thousands of students across the country, Mark, that take these types of classes. You know, just like they have a football team, they have an archery
team. They have
an
archery team
in high school. You know, or they have a trap team.
Yep.
And, yeah, exactly.
Trap and seat.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And because guns are bad, according to Joe Biden, he was threatening to cut federal funding for schools that offer these sports. And this week in the House of Representatives, every Democrat except one joined with Republicans to, no pun intended, shoot down this bill and protect the federal funding for the schools across the country that offer that. Only one person in the House of Representatives. It was 424.
22.
To one.
You don't see votes like that.
No.
Ever.
No. And Mike, not only do you
That's very refreshing.
Yeah.
Very
no, refreshing. Right. Not only do you never see votes like that, where both sides, agreeing on something, but also the fact that it was had something to do with firearms and Second Amendment protections and the great outdoors to a certain extent, because that's what a lot of these, you know, the education and the school districts that offer these schools are very often in sort of more rural areas where hunting and fishing, you know, are a big part of life. And it's pretty amazing to see both sides come together. Mike, how important is it in your mind that that we continue to make sure that we protect, you know, the education and the existence of these types of activities for high school kids?
I think it's really important. It's surprising to the point where I'm suspicious.
Right?
Is there some kind of pork somewhere? Or this is very suspicious. Usually when you say bipartisan, that means both sides are kind of getting screwed.
Yeah. No. No. I think this was just there was not very much, because it wasn't even the bill itself. It was just shutting down the attempt by the administration to move forward with funding these schools. And Mark, not only is it important, as Mike just said, and I agree that, you know, to protect these sports, I'd like to see it. For us, like I mentioned, it's kind of weird to think of a high school in our area that has a trap team, but I'd like to see more of that, because that education and understanding of the outdoors and of firearms or archery or whatever, it makes people safer.
Yes, it carries a long way. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, just for demonstration purposes, my stepdad put a watermelon on a stump and shot it with a shotgun just to show us. And he did it for us kids. He goes, that's what happens to a human body when you shoot it with a shotgun.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to be so
Mark,
careful.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mark, when Tony told me what the subject was going to be, I was going to tell a very similar story. As I've told Tony before, all of my boys have got, now people are going to think I'm crazy, they've gotten a 9mm pistol that they don't take possession of until they're 21 for their 13th birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I did was I went out and I filled 1 gallon milk jugs with red Jello and shot it with a .45 handgun and let them know, if you ever point this at a person, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So the only intent is to kill someone if you point a gun at somebody. You don't pull it out to scare somebody. You know,
right.
Teach them very, very young the consequences. And the kids that just see guns on a video game, that's the ones that don't really get it. When you physically see what happens, just like what you said with the watermelon, it opens people's eyes.
Yep.
It really does.
It just,
and
You see the destruction.
I've taken all my kids to tactical pistol stuff, you know, and they're not hearing it from their dad. They're hearing it from a retired Navy SEAL or an ex-Marine recon guy. You know, it's they're get them trained early. I had it. My first shotgun was at 9. I started hunting when I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I've been around guns all my life. Never once had I ever had to point it at a person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm totally comfortable with it. I know, Tony, if you're a gun guy, if you ask me, you're like, oh, Mike, what's your everyday concealed carry? And you want to see it because you're thinking about getting one. I pull it out, clear it, rack the slide, drop the mag out and hand it to you. And I know if you handle it like a rattlesnake, or if you handle it like you've handled a gun before, I know if I want to go shooting with Tony Colombo.
Yeah, and you also know that everybody's safe because you've cleared that weapon, because you have the respect and the education and understanding of that. And, you know, Aaron Tarlow, who is the owner of Southern Armory, who is a great sponsor of this show.
Love Aaron.
And the gun expert that I use on this show, Katie and I use on this show, you know, all the time when it comes to, you know, learning about various gun legislation, or, you know, talking about gun restrictions or gun bills or whatever. He's got a very young daughter that takes shooting, and, you know, and she is going to grow up with that education and that respect for the firearm. And Mark,
100%.
Mark, I think that we talk about, you know, like, what can we do to, you know, to address gun crime and address crime in general, and you know, specifically when it comes to, you know, illegal weapons and guns being everywhere on our streets. I think that it starts with education. And yeah, I know that Aaron at Southern Armory, and you know, you guys have the archery range. You don't sell guns at Bluff City Outdoors, mm-hmm. but you have the archery range, and people are shooting archery there on a daily basis. And if they're not, they should be, because it's an absolute blast. You know, at Southern Armory and many of these other places, it's about making sure that people understand and get that education and know everything about that gun or what, you know, whatever, before they buy it and before they walk out the door. And I think that understanding and education is what does keep people safe.
It is. I mean, it's like anything. I mean, you know, you don't just give a kid a lawnmower to go use without showing them right. Without showing them how to use it,
yeah,
what it
or
does.
A chainsaw,
or, right. yes, right. anything that can
his
cause.
His nickname will be Stubby forever yes. after that. Mark.
You know, it's just, and it's similar. I mean, it's not, but you teach people to respect it, and you also teach it what its capabilities are.
Yeah,
you know, and with that knowledge, you hopefully they go about and, you know, become good citizens.
Yeah, yeah,
but. Right now, I mean, people aren't taught.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, I thought it was very refreshing, Mike, as you mentioned earlier. I thought it was very refreshing and pretty unbelievable to see a vote in the United States House, 424-1, that...
I'm hopeful, Tony. That gives me hope.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Does make me think where the administration, where they're standing on that issue, is so far out there.
Exactly.
You know, because
exactly.
you just don't see...
I
don't know if you could get 422-1 on something that says the sky's blue.
Exactly. Our puppies are cute. Like,
right. That's why it was so suspicious.
I know. I agree with you. I know. It's so. You know. I laughed when you said that, but of course, why wouldn't you be? Why wouldn't you be suspicious? Yeah. Because that just doesn't make any sense that they would agree with that. But that goes to show you. I think at the end of the day, I think even Democrats realize that. You know, we're getting so crazy that we're cutting
Joe, don't you?
Yeah, they're trying to distance themselves from Joe, and they're also protecting, because he was talking about not cutting the funding to those sports, cutting the funding to those federal funding to those schools. Period. Which
is
thousands.
If you disagree with them, if you disagree, then you have to be punished.
Yeah. So this is thousands of schools across the country that all of a sudden were just not going to get any federal funding because they had, you know, a trap team or an archery team or something like that, and that is just crazy. And I think that even Democrats realize that is a step too far. So thank goodness for that. Here's another story. I didn't even have this story when we originally booked this interview, so it's like the stars aligned today because there's two of these outdoor-related national headlines. The Biden administration is making a push to unleash grizzly bears near a small town in Washington. So check this out. There are grizzly bears, of course, in the United States, and they are a, I don't think they're an endangered species, but they are a species that there are, you know, plans in place to try to repopulate their numbers. So in a Biden supported move, they want to, they had three options. Two, which would involve actively moving existing populations of grizzly bears to other parts of the country in order to hopefully grow their numbers. And then one would be just keep the course and continue to protect these animals where they are. Well, the Biden endorsed plan, the one that the president and the White House wants to move forward with, would release up to seven grizzly bears annually into the North Cascades ecosystem in the state of Washington over the next 5 to 10 years, and would literally be putting these bears in the backyards of the people that live there. The congressmen that represent the area, the people living in that area, are vehemently against this move and are trying to make their voices heard.
I don't see what could go wrong.
Right. No, anybody with two brain cells to rub together would be against that idea.
So, Mike,
I think the Biden administration should go wrangle the grizzlies to move them himself. You know, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, no, Mark, I was going to say, even when the Biden administration attempts to get involved into matters of the great outdoors, they can't make a good decision.
Yeah, that might even be 18 on the insane-o-meter.
Yes.
No kidding. So I'll just read this quote here. Washington Congressman Dan Newhouse, who is also the Congressional Western Caucus chairman, said, quote, "The National Parks Service and Fish and Wildlife Service should end this process immediately by rescinding the draft EIS and proposed rule. The introduction of grizzlies into the North Cascades would be devastating for our North Central Washington communities. Time and time again, our communities have spoken to express staunch opposition to the introduction of these apex predators, which would be detrimental to our families, wildlife, and livestock alike. I am beyond disappointed that the Biden administration is ignoring our concerns by moving forward with the introduction while putting on the facade of seeking more public input after the decision has clearly already been made." So, Mike, as I mentioned, Joe, when it comes to anything involving the great outdoors, how about you just sit this one out? Because they can't make a good decision no matter how they try.
Yeah, I guess we've got all the other problems solved. Right? Yep. That's
why the border's secure. So,
border's good. Fentanyl's fine. You know, roads are good.
Hey, maybe you're onto something here. Bears at the border.
Bears here at the border.
Yeah, Mark and I had the same idea at the same time. We could see it.
That is genius.
Bears. You want to reintroduce some grizzly bears to protect to hold the line? I think that might be good.
That actually would probably work, too.
That would work.
Well, you can hear Mark and I every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on the Bluff City Outdoors show. Mike Marfell joins us very often on that show as well. Before we wrap this conversation up, Mike, you go first. For people that want to learn more about what you're up to, keep up with your escapades out there on the water, I know there's the 10 Horse Monty YouTube channel and maybe some other places. Tell people how they can.
That's just it, 10 Horse Monty. I'm too lazy to put a GoPro. I like to fish when I'm fishing. I know I'm going to have to change that. But yeah, 10 Horse Monty on YouTube. That's what. And then me and Gabe have a big championship coming up here in November. So our next video will be around November 4th. So
nice.
That's our team championship
so
down at the lake.
So much great fishing content on the 10 Horse Monty YouTube channel. Make sure you're checking it out. And if you don't listen to the Bluff City Outdoors show and you're not familiar with Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, Illinois, Mark, just remind people about what you guys have going on out there, because as I mentioned before, not only the go-to place for fishermen across the area that Bluff City Outdoors has been for decades, but now, as we mentioned, the archery range and the expansion out there, it's just a great place to go before your next trip into the great outdoors.
Yeah. I mean, we just I mean, we've always killed it on fishing, and then with that in the archery range, I mean, it's state of the art. We got, you know, great Bowtex if you need work done on your bows, and we also do trapping supplies. I mean, that's something nobody else does. In fact, when I stopped in there earlier today, I knew trapping supplies had showed up as soon as I opened the door, because I leave a little bit of an odor to them when you order some of that stuff. So, but yeah, we're you know, mile east of Fast Eddie's on Broadway in Alton. Bluff City Outdoors on Facebook and BluffCityOutdoors.com.
So, archery with we have just a little more time here, and I wanted to. I think this is important. Archery range, archery season has started in both Missouri and Illinois in general. And again, I highly recommend you join us on the Bluff City Outdoors show, because we have these in-depth conversation on a regular basis every week on that show, and it's a lot of fun to talk fishing and hunting and the great outdoors each and every week. So make sure you're checking it out. You can also get that podcast everywhere that you get the Columbo and Katie Show podcast. Mark, with another hunting season upon us, and more and more people discovering the great outdoors, are you seeing that trend continuing, that indeed more people are sort of either discovering or rediscovering their love of the outdoors, fishing, hunting, camping, and it continues to grow?
Yeah, that trend's definitely continuing. I mean, COVID triggered it and started, you know, and everybody getting outside doing stuff, and it's continued, at least for us it has, and seems like it has for the industry, which is great.
I think you're underselling it, Mark. I think you're underselling it. The Bluff City Outdoors Show is what's triggered this interest in the outdoors.
That's right.
We do get a lot of people that are starting to hear it come in and talk about it, because there's a lot of people are starting to say, man, it's like a hidden gem as far as an outdoor store.
Yeah.
You know, because
it really is.
We really do things so different, you know, and we try to stay on top of what people want.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And we're getting that bass stuff up to snuff too, Mark. I know you've been working on that over the years. Yeah. And guys that are looking for bass, you know, Bluff City's back, baby, for getting for all your bass stuff.
That's fantastic. Sure. And yeah, Mike, do you see that same thing in the tournaments that you participate around the area? I know that you're at the Lake of the Ozarks a whole lot, but as Mark mentioned, it was kind of COVID when everything was closed and people had to like figure out what to do now that you know, all the entertainment venues were closed for a little bit. So many people rediscovered how much they love being outside and love fishing and all of that. Are you seeing that continue on the water?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Our fields are full. We're, you know, 4 or 5 years before COVID, the numbers were way down on bass tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody blamed it on gas prices. You know, our boats don't exactly sip gas. So, but once, you know, gas is crazy expensive right now, and the Toyota series is full. The Bassmaster Open was full the week before. You know, all the BFLs have been full, the AIA stuff. So, it's big fields, you know. It's great.
That is awesome.
It's the best.
Yep. We just had a tremendous Alton Catfish Classic, which is a huge annual tournament put on by Bluff City Outdoors, one of the biggest catfishing tournaments in the country each and every year. So, it's a good time to get back involved. This
Come
is perfect.
See some monsters.
Perfect time of year also to, if you haven't been fishing in a while or haven't been outside, you know, enjoying the great outdoors in a while, this is the time of year to do it. So make sure you prepare for your next trip to the great outdoors by visiting Bluff City Outdoors in Alton, about a mile east of Fast Eddie's there in Alton. And also keep up with everything that Mike Marfell is doing on the 10 Horse Monty YouTube channel. And of course, join us every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. for the Bluff City Outdoors show. And you can go to the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page or website for more information about Bluff City Outdoors. Great stuff, guys. Mike and Mark, thank you so much. And
thank you, Tony.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Can I mention one more thing?
Oh, please, sir.
So we do have another catfish tournament coming up.
Oh, nice.
I think it's not next weekend. It's like the 14th, 15th, whatever that weekend is. It's called the Fall Brawl. If you're interested in fishing, it's a different tournament because you can be a boat team or a bank team.
Oh, all right.
So if you're interested, hit us up on Facebook and I'll fill you in on it.
Yeah,
so, it's a lot of fun.
We'll have you back on to talk about it on this show as we get closer to that. And also, again, just we'll be giving you more information about that tournament on the Bluff City Outdoors show. So make sure you're checking it out. Mike Marfell and Mark McBurney, really appreciate your time this afternoon. And we'll talk to you both again very soon.
Great to be here.
Great stuff.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you so much. All right. We are going to send you off into your weekend.
Listening to the Bluff City Outdoors show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much muddy water meant to me, but I learned.
You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket, and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett.
Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. We told you the insane-o-meter was going to spike at 10, and great stuff. In that last segment, that was from earlier this week on Columbo and Katie when Mark McMurray and Mike Marfell joined us to talk about grizzly bears in the state of Washington and the Republicans and Democrats banding together to support the rights of schools across the country that have shooting sports and protect their federal funding. So pretty awesome stuff there. Again, just a reminder, if you missed that conversation, just make sure you're subscribed to our podcast, Bluff City Outdoor Show podcast. We put it out each and every week shortly after we get off the air on just about every podcast platform, including the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page. So make sure you are checking it out. All right, Tony Colombo and Mark McMurray back here in studio with you, along with producer Leah for the very last time. She is on to a full-time gig across the street, and we hate losing you, but this is so well-deserved. I'm so happy that you are able to get a full-time job and move on, and certainly want to say thank you for all your help here on this show, and I want to tell quickly a story.
Great.
If that's okay.
I can't wait.
Because as everybody knows that listens to this radio station, we are a brand new radio station. We've only existed for just over 2 years. So we don't have, you know, there's not decades of history and like people that have come and gone. And so Leah was the first person outside the original group. She was the first person hired to this radio station, and at a time, particularly for me as program director, couldn't have been somebody that saved my butt, filled a role that was so desperately needed at the time. There was, you know, we were very shorthanded. We were all doing 10 things at once. And when Leah came in, and we had worked together previously and had known each other a little bit beforehand. And so when she showed up at the front door one day saying that she was looking for a job, it was like just the best gift that I could have. And it was you have done so much. You've filled in last second, early morning, late night, fill-ins, bailing people out, running the board when somebody's sick, filling in, you know, whether it be at 5:30 in the morning on Mike's show or if it's on the weekends. And of course, all the work that you've done with Randy Tobler on his show early Saturday mornings. It's you've been awesome. And I just can't thank you enough for everything that you've done for us.
Thank you.
And I hope whatever you've learned here serves you well. And you'll still hear Leah in the St. Louis radio scene because that's very incestual. St. Louis radio industry, we all kind of find a way of working together again as years go on. So I hope that we find each other on on the same station again sometime soon.
Me too.
In the meantime, thank you for everything that you've done for us, and thanks for everything you've done for this show.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you will have your you had your goodbyes with Dr. Tobler earlier this morning, but I don't know if you had any if you wanted to say anything on your way out the door, give you a chance to kind of talk about it if you wanted to or not. I know you did that with Randy earlier this morning, but
you want to say how great you are?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
That'd be
good. That's what I was going to do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you.
I mean, this show has been fun. Like, Bluff City Outdoor Show, I have no experience in outdoor stuff. If you couldn't have have been able to tell by me doing this show, I don't talk at all, so cause I don't know. I stay away from all that, but outside of this show, you're definitely my favorite person I've ever worked with, Tony.
Well, thank you.
I know, and now I'm going to start crying
again. No, that's all right. You, like I said, you are one of my favorites too, because you, like I said, I knew that you were the right person for the job because we had worked together in the past. So when you showed up and we needed help and we were in a crucial moment of our growth, I knew that you were the person that could help us out, and you definitely delivered every step of the way.
So. Well, at the time, I was in a place, too, where I desperately needed a job because nobody was hiring me. Or that's another story, but nobody was hiring me, and you guys gave me a place to start. So yeah. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for everything that you have done for us. And like I said, I'm sure that it's never goodbye. Leah's staying in the St. Louis radio scene. So, you know, it's never a goodbye. We'll definitely.
Don't we see you again?
See you.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Working
it's
together.
That's what it is. You know.
Yeah. And you need to always, you know, show up at our various events too, because, you know, it was Leah that was with me at the Alton Catfish Classic the last couple of years, shooting bow and arrow with me at Bluff City Outdoors. So, you're always welcome to join us for any of those.
Thank you.
Those events in the future, and hope to see you there. Big thank you to Leah and everything that you've done for us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, I wanted to do that first because I wanted to get all the emotions out of the way.
Really good luck in your career. I mean,
yeah.
You got, like you said, great.
She's got a bright future ahead.
Yes,
thank
very
you.
Bright.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So now back to business. We'll dive into this week's fishing report as we bring you each and every week here on the Bluff City Outdoors show. So take it away, Mark.
Okay. First stop, Truman Lake, Jordan Lear. Crappie are good. Fish 15 to 30 feet of water, 12 to 25 feet down. Fish the standing timber on the main lake flats and brush piles. Crappie bombs tipped with minnows are working great. Catfish, good drifting main lake flats and humps, 24 to 32 feet, fresh shad or cut shad. Bass, fair, fish the main lake points in the brush pile, throw of half-ounce football jigs around the brush piles, 10 to 15 feet deep, square bill crankbaits, 10-inch plastic worms, Texas rig, and brush hogs. Topwater baits are going well, buzz baits, whopper ploppers. Walleye poor, fish the main lake humps in the points, crawler harnesses and trolling crankbaits on the main lake flats, 10 to 15 feet. White bass and hybrids are poor. Fish the main lake humps in the flats with live shad on the Carolina rig. 10 to 25 feet of water, 1/2 ounce and 1 ounce jigging spoons are also working. Cast and Charlie Brewer, 3-inch bass slider on a 1/4-inch jig head on the flats and the humps. Pearl and chartreuse, baby bass and pearl. Alabama rigs are also working at times. Lack of wind and current is making a tough bite lately. Moving up to Mark Twain, Fishing Intel, Jason Kaiser. Bass starting to move to the shallows in pockets. Find the shad, find the bass. 5 to 10 feet of water, spinnerbaits, shallow crankbaits, and jigs around the laydowns. Crappie, 10 to 15 feet on the brush and on the brush on flats is working the best. Both minnows and plastics are working. A lot of 9 and 10-inch fish are biting. A fewer of the 11 and 12s are biting also, but they're harder to locate. Carlisle, go out there with Eric Moore. He's on my pro staff, fishing magician. Yeah. Carlisle Lake level is 445.21 with the water temp 73 degrees. There are some white bass being caught on the rocks, mainly on small jigs. Crappie are starting to turn on in the 10 to 12 foot of range in the woods. Catfish are being caught in the shallows and on flats, local rivers and lakes. Eric Morey again. Mm-hmm. Crappie are starting to turn on after this cold front pushed through. Largemouth are hitting on some jigs and shaky head type baits. Catfish bite is starting to pick up. Wren, Fred Mooney, lake level is 405, and the bite is extremely good around the cover. If there's bait there, if there isn't bait there, you got to move on. You got to find the bait to find the fish. This week's catch came from 5 to 14 feet on the jig bite was great, orange and black and with a chartreuse body. And staying north of Highway 154 was key. Shelbyville, Mad England, lake level was 599.12. Temperature was 72 degrees. Clarity is 4 to 6 inches. Lots of large crappie being caught in the 4 to 6 feet areas where the bait fish aren't. You got to go deeper when you find the bait fish. He said they're below them.
Mm.
Minnows and hair jigs. He said the crappie is excellent on jigs under a float. And Southern Lakes, Gabe Montgomery.
10 horse money.
10 horse money. Lake temps are hovering around 80 degrees due to the early fall heat wave in our area, a.k.a. Native American summer. Early fall can be some of the toughest fishing of the year. Bass have seen every lure under the sun by now and are well-educated. They start to spread out and follow shad and other bait fish. This can make them difficult to find. Covering water is the name of the game. Now that there's more than one way to skin a cat based upon my lack of cat skinning appearance, and I can speak to that, there is more than one way. I'll leave you with one technique that works on most bodies of water. Covering shallow water with a swim jig, a 1/4 ounce to 3/8 ounce swim jig tied to 15-pound fluorocarbon can be thrown with a 7-foot medium-heavy rod and will cover most situations. Green pumpkin and white are the only colors you need since bluegill and shad are on the menu. Your favorite craw or swim bait will do the trick as a trailer. I tend to downsize to a 3.5-inch or smaller swim bait in the fall. keep your head down and cover water in high percentage areas. Areas that you caught fish in the spring are likely haunts. Tight lines, and we have Eric Morey, he says, coming as a guest Tuesday night, live stream at 8 Central Time.
That'd be great.
We will dive into Southern Illinois fisheries and how to locate and catch better than average catfish. Come and join the fun.
Yeah, definitely. Check that out, the 10 Horse Monty YouTube channel. And want to go out to the bass report at the Lake of the Ozarks from our buddy Mike Barfell. He says Lake of the Ozarks bass report is that the fishing is good if you can find them. Typically early fall at Lake of the Ozarks, the fish are scattered out, spread out. Pretty much exactly what Gabe Montgomery was saying there. A very similar strategy. He says you have to keep moving and covering water until you can figure out where they are and what they want. And that seems to change from day to day and sometimes hour to hour. Still fish deep brush in 15 to 25 feet, and others are super shallow, less than 3 feet in the backs of creek and arms. Bait fish being present is the key. So if you see those bait fish, that is a good sign and probably somewhere that you should stick to. Fishing is going to keep getting better as the days keep getting shorter. So have fun and be safe out there. And great stuff from Mike Barfell and everybody that every week contributes to the fishing report here on the Bluff City Outdoor Show. That's going to wrap it up for this week's show. For Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, and one last time for producer Leah, thank you so much again, Leah, for everything that you have done for us here on this show and here at the station. And good luck and future endeavors and this
break.
Thank you so much. We'll be back here next week with another edition of Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk.
Can't buy everything, well maybe so, but it can buy me a